Truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, November 9th, 2022, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Pow on a Friday. And, of course, yesterday was the election day, and today the recriminations and finger-pointing and accusations of fraud are flying in every single direction there. It wasn't quite the red wave that everybody was hoping for. It's more like a red ripple. But as of right now, it's looking like the GOP may actually take control of the Senate. Now, the House is still very much up in the air, and so we're still waiting on that. There are legal challenges coming on in from left and right. Before we get in on that, though, I have a message to all of our listeners in Florida. It's looking like Tropical Storm Nicole. It's going to be a hurricane. Winds of 70 mile per hour. It's currently hitting the Bahamas. It's heading to Florida. And it's going to be a Cat 1 hurricane. Already is a Cat 1 hurricane. Floridians are, you know, stocking up on gas and, you know, food and water at the store. So if you're in the path of the storm, please take care of yourself. Alrighty, getting on back to the election, or the illusion of an election. I'm not sure. It's election mania, just like an election, but almost. Anyway, not really an election, an incredible simulation here. And there were major problems with election equipment all over the country, especially in these so-called key states. Isn't that kind of weird, where the bugs and problems, you know, weren't showing up in states that were solidly Republican or solidly Democrat? Just those key states, there's something about them that attracts these kinds of problems. Now, many parts of the country were reporting record turnouts for these midterm elections, and we're also seeing a record number of problems with voting machines, tabulators, and cyber attacks. The problems began early in Maricopa County, Arizona, where reports claimed that one in five polling sites, or 20%, were experiencing issues with tabulation machines just hours after Election Day polls opened. Okay, and there was a Twitter thread that detailed the problem. This started with a single location, then a few, and then it grew and grew and grew. And his Twitter post contained a clip of what appeared to be an election official explaining that voters who could not get a machine to accept their ballot could just drop them off in this little box over here, and we'll count them later, and don't worry about it. Now, Donald Trump, understandably, being the victim of massive election fraud in 2020, just tore into reports that Maricopa County, Arizona, was having these problems because, as you remember from the audit, Maricopa County, Arizona, was one of the major points of fraud in the 2020 election. Now, Carrie Lake probably went to bed last night feeling pretty good because she was ahead in the count. And then all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, the situation was reversed. And Carrie Lake, you know, this morning was out there just excoriating cheaters and crooks and saying she'll keep fighting to make the elections free and fair. She has not officially lost yet. She is not conceding. But it does look like, you know, this incredibly popular person is being shown the door. Now, Carrie Lake went on to say that this is incompetency. I don't agree with her. I think it's malice. But she's trying to walk a center line there. And Carrie Lake blessed the broken voting machine debacle on election days. And she says they've got to fix this problem. Yes, they do. Year after year after year after year, election after election, we have miscounts and problems. And this machine won't work and that machine won't work. Tell me, would you accept that rate of failure from your appliances, from your car, I mean, breaking down 25% of the time, would you accept that? If you were a boss at a company, would you continue to employ an employee who messed up 20% of the time? I wouldn't. I don't think you would. It is absolutely a scandal that we are being forced to use an election system with this high a rate of failure. And that's being most generous in saying that it is just accident and stupidity that is leading to these problems. Personally, I think it's malice myself here. Now, Kari Lake and Senate contender Blake Masters filed lawsuits to keep the polls open in Maricopa County because the voting machines weren't working and people couldn't vote. And they went to court and said, well, you know, the voters are not being, they're not being allowed to cast their ballot. And the judge, Timothy Ryan, came on out and said, just because the voting machines don't work doesn't mean people are being denied the right to cast their ballot here. Now, a GOP consultant on the ground in Arizona said that the actual numbers they're seeing in their polling is 58% Republican, 27% independent, and only 14% Democratic, and yet it's a neck-and-neck race. They're rubbing it in your nose in it, what's going on here. Same thing going on over in Tennessee. Voting machines aren't working. Printers are broken, offline, dysfunctional. And again, all these problems are hitting heavy Republican precincts and districts. Okay, they're not happening in the other places. There is an obvious pattern to this. We mentioned yesterday that up in Illinois, their server connectivity was being disrupted with massive denial of service attacks. And again, based on what happened in 2020, and especially based on much of the information in that HBO documentary, Hacking Democracy, I thought these machines were not supposed to be on the internet anyway to avoid somebody coming on in and tinkering with them. And once again, over in Detroit, same thing that we saw in 2020. After the polls had closed, all of a sudden, suspicious ballots, boxes of ballots show up after the legal deadline. Oh, we just found these. They were in a closet over at the polling place. Just add them on in there and count them. And so, again, it's the same stuff that we saw over in 2020. Now, if you're still not convinced that there is nefarious activity around this election, let's look at John Fetterman. This is a guy who was campaigning in his shorts. He suffered a stroke. He's very honest about that. He has suffered brain damage from it. He is so impeded, he needs a computer spitting out captions to understand speech. And he has trouble completing sentences. And somehow he managed to beat out a surgeon, a doctor, for that position. That just does not make any sense at all. Now, over in Philadelphia, this was Project Veritas scored again. They caught illegal electioneering for Democrats in a Philadelphia polling location. Now, what electioneering means is that you are recommending or you're promoting a given candidate inside or right in front of the polling place. This is illegal. Okay? And then there was that situation in Luzerne County where they ran out of paper and voters were turned away. And at the point that was being done, Dr. Oz was leading Fetterman in the county 53-44%. So definitely something going on. I mean, how much does it cost to have extra paper there for the ballots? I mean, that just that's worse than it's deliberate. I'm convinced here. Now, out in Los Angeles, final results may be slow to arrive, according to a report in the Los Angeles Times. It might take weeks to count all the mail-in votes. I mean, this is just suspicious. Nevada will not be done counting their mail-in ballots for days, several days, in fact, here. Meanwhile, down in Georgia, they're heading for a December runoff, so we're not going to really know who is in control of the Senate for another month. I mean, that is just completely absurd here. And another article, this one came on out from Station Gossip. So-called voter participation groups are pressuring people to vote, saying they will alert their neighbors and other residents in their state if they do not. In other words, public shaming if you do not vote. Now, there's a common feature of all dictatorships where voting is mandatory. Doesn't mean anything, doesn't change anything. But by golly, we're pretending to the world that we're a democracy, so you will get out and engage in your small little role as an extra in this piece of theater saying we are having elections here. Meanwhile, a registered Democratic Party voter was arrested in Pueblo, Colorado, trying to tamper with a voting machine using a USB thumb drive, a very common way of inserting software, malware, into these machines here. So the Pueblo Police Department announced the arrest of Richard Patton for election crimes after he was determined to have tampered with a voting machine all the way back in June. They took Patton into custody November 3rd, and he's been detained without bond at the Pueblo County Judicial Center. So, yeah, they're cheating. They can't win if they can't cheat here. Meanwhile, down in Jackson, Mississippi, yesterday there were several fires, seven different fires, including two churches, and they've arrested an alleged arsonist who was just trying to cause a lot of confusion. It was just crazy. Now, Tucker Carlson came on out saying the same thing I have been saying for years. It is time to get rid of these electronic voting machines and go back to hand-counted paper ballots. And if you go to whatreallyhappened.com and that little gray box of permanent articles at the top, there is an article on how to have honest elections. And what it essentially does is it crowdsources the counting process. It's massively parallel because anybody can get involved in the counting and double-check each other to make sure it's really accurate. And I'm not saying it's perfect, and I'm not saying it can't be somehow bamboozled, but it's certainly far more open and transparent than our current system. It's much harder to defraud than our current system, and it's much easier to see that fraud has occurred than our current system. And so we need to get honest elections back. And I'm getting all these emails from people saying, well, let's see you prove that the election was fraudulent. Well, you're not looking at it from the correct point of view, because you have these people in Washington, D.C., in the state capitals and the legislatures saying, this election gives me the authority to take money from you, to order you around, to possibly send your children off to be killed and crippled in foreign wars. I would say the burden of proof is on them to prove that they won that election honestly. And if they can't prove that, you know, just sitting there and saying, well, we know the elections are honest. No, that's an opinion. That's not hard proof. If they cannot prove the elections are honest and fair and transparent and verifiable, okay, then we, the American people, we have no obligation to these, you know, self-selected officials. We don't owe them anything if they can't demonstrate they were genuinely elected by the majority of the voters. And so far, they can't. They actually can't. No paper trails, no audit trails. They've deliberately set the system up to conceal what's going on. So Tucker Carlson is out there saying it's time to end the electronic voting machines. I wholeheartedly agree, especially because there is no public third-party oversight of what's going on inside those machines. And you want to know how absurd that is? If you go out to Las Vegas and you play like the slot machines, the electronic games, those are under rigid, strict government control. They are inspected. The software that runs them is open to inspection. They don't want to see any cheating because it would wreck the reputation of Las Vegas to have that happen. And here we have these electronic voting machines, which are supposed to be, you know, part of deciding how this country is going to be run in the future. And it's all a dark secret. No, you can't look. You can't watch us counting. We're going to tape cardboard up on the window so you can't see what we're doing here. Anyway, over at MSNBC, their Morning Joe is saying that Trump has basically lost his crown as the head of conservative America, and Governor Ron DeSantis, who did very well in Florida, is the new leader of the GOP. Well, we'll see what's going to happen on that one here. And again, in Florida, in Miami-Dade County, it normally goes for Democrats. But the votes came in, the early votes were all heavily Republican, and the MSNBC didn't know what to say. All righty, article that came on out of Touchstone Connect saying, well, they're commenting on the media for the last several days been saying, it's a tight race, it's a tight race, we don't know who's going to win. Okay, polls just a week ago show that 70% of Americans think this country is on the wrong track. Actually, according to this poll, it's 90% of Americans think we are on the wrong path. Would those 90% Americans vote to continue the status quo? No, they wouldn't. People are worried about their economic survival. Are they going to vote for the party that has brought all this inflation down on our heads? okay? Biden's approval rating is down to 9%. Do you really think the election was this close without cheating and massive propaganda? Okay. Now, what's really interesting, CBS Mornings went down to Florida. They wanted to sort of cheer up Charlie Crist and say, well, you know, he's going to do a better job than Ron DeSantis. And they stopped in three different cities. They could not find a single person who supported Charlie Crist. That's how bad it was. They were out there trying to manufacture that it's going to be a close race, and it simply wasn't. Now, over again at MSNBC, contributor Jason Johnson kind of jumped the gun, claiming that the election results in Georgia would not be fair, and he said that even before the polls had closed in that state, that that's their thing. You know, if we're not winning, it's cheating. If the other guys are winning, you know, it's cheating. If we're winning, it's an honest election. We've been hearing that for years and years. So anyway, Stacey Abrams lost again to Brian Kemp, and she spent over $100 million in campaign funds. And to me, that's a good sign that Americans are no longer being dazzled and convinced by expensive political ads and production values and the rest. They're really looking at the people and the issues. So anyway, Republicans needed to take five seats from Democrats to win back the U.S. House of Representatives and show Nancy Pelosi back to her seat. Republicans at the time of this report had flipped seven seats, but some of them are still in dispute and have not been officially declared yet, and nobody's conceding yet. Let's see. Tim Scott cruised past his Democratic opponent, Crystal Matthews in South Carolina. She was so upset she deleted her Twitter account immediately thereafter. Republican Sarah Huckabee Sanders wins election for governor in Arkansas. So let's see. Marco Rubio won re-election to the U.S. Senate. Republican Mike Lee defeats never-Trumper Evan McCullen in the Utah Senate race. And not too surprisingly, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wins in New York just a few hours after claiming that crime is down and that we shouldn't put police on the subway. And yeah, that seems, you know, the squad did very well out of this election. And again, it seems suspicious for people who are that out of touch with the voters to be getting these votes. Now, the New York Times, actually anticipating that there was going to be a lot of controversy about this election, actually published a guide on how to cope with the election results and, you know, how to take deep breaths and just try and put it out of your mind and forget all about it. We just, you know, live for tomorrow. And the New York Times has been rather brutally mocked over that one here. Meanwhile, it turns out Wall Street executives and other billionaires, including George Soros, have pumped $300 million into the midterm candidates. This was a very expensive, very tumultuous campaign. Normally, the midterms aren't like this because it doesn't include the presidential elections. All right, in other non-election news here, Virginia Roberts, who has accused Prince Andrew of having sex with her via Jeffrey Epstein, all of a sudden came on out and said she may have made a mistake when she said she was forced to have sex with Alan Dershowitz, and she has dropped her defamation case against him. Now, they're claiming no financial payments made to either side, but my instincts are telling me something happened somewhere, either a threat or some other compensation was offered on this deal. Getting into media here, story coming on out of Zero Hedge. Now German politicians are trying to block Elon Musk from restoring free speech protections on Twitter. And, you know, you've got Hillary Clinton and the Democratic leaders have turned from private censorship to good old-fashioned state censorship. They're calling upon their counterparts in England, France, and Germany to prevent the restoration of free speech, you know, because free speech is dangerous to the Liberal Party, I guess, here. Anyway, the German left has responded with the ruling Social Democratic Party of Germany calling for censorship before, to use Hillary Clinton's words, it is too late and free speech is restored to Twitter. They are terrified of us talking to each other. They really are. Okay, got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
We are living in dangerous days. And I am frightened. It chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And welcome back to our show here. And looking at the latest numbers as it stands right now, the House results are 206 Republicans and 187 Democrats. So the Republicans are leading right now, but there are a lot of states yet to come up with the final count, and many of them do seem to be leaning toward the Democratic side. So it's far from a given. In the Senate, it's a little bit different. There are 48 Democrat senators and 49 Republicans so far. And Georgia is, of course, going to go to a revote, a runoff in December. But Nevada and Alaska are still counting ballots, but they're leading toward the Republican candidate. And if they both wind up concluding that Republican candidate, Republicans will have 51 votes on the Senate, and that is basically going to be a game changer there. So we're going to keep an eye on that stuff throughout the evening here. Meanwhile, getting on back, let's talk about COVID here. And apparently the head of Pfizer, actually their chief financial officer, has described the COVID pandemic as a multi-billion dollar franchise, and he expects the profit to continue. Apparently, Pfizer is going to basically put a 10,000% markup on their vaccines, okay? In other words, they're going to be very expensive, and you're going to have to get them because the government will tell you so. And so David Denton, the CFO, said he expects the COVID virus to be sort of like the flu, but more deadly. And it's all about the Benjamins, okay? Step one, create and release a disease. Step two, offer to sell the cure. Step three, laugh all the way to the bank. And by the way, that's not a new idea. There have been many cases in history where medical practitioners have deliberately started illnesses in order to profit. It's a business like any other, and thinking that the medical industrial complex wants a healthy public makes as much sense as saying defense contractors want world peace. They don't. It's bad for business. The defense contractors make their money off of war, and the medical industrial complex makes their money off of constant treatment of ill people, some of whom are made ill by the chemicals that are put on out there. I mean, they may be licensed and legal and pay taxes, but they are, in the end, still drug dealers. That whole Purdue opioid situation has to underscore that. Anyway, over at Judicial Watch, they have filed another Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services for all records on COVID-19 vaccine safety studies. And all safety studies, data, reports, and analyses produced by the Division of Microbiology and Infectious Diseases relating to the safety of vaccines and or gene therapies to treat, so forth and so on, specifically made by Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and Janssen. And they're also calling for all of the emails. So they're definitely digging in there. And more people are realizing something was very wanky about this. Now, over at the World Economic Forum, they had this First Movers Coalition, of which John Kerry is one, and he says the climate strategy is being modeled on the COVID vaccine rollout. In other words, it was all a propaganda, authoritarian rule, lockdown plan, and they're going to repeat it to save planet Earth from us icky-poo human beings. Okay. Getting into the international news now. The Russian ambassador to the U.S. is reiterating that Kiev is planning a dirty bomb or a small nuclear bomb incident or possibly to bomb the nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia and blame Russia for it to get the war going. And it does seem that they're certainly convinced that Zelensky is going to do that. Now, President Zelensky said late Monday that he is open to talks with Russia, but only under conditions that are basically going to be non-starters for Moscow. Okay, Zelensky's conditions include Russia withdrawing from the territory it's captured, paying compensation for war damages, the prosecution of alleged Russian war crimes, for which no evidence has surfaced yet. And missing from Zelensky's demands was his previous stance that talks would only happen if Putin was no longer Russia's leader. And Zelensky actually signed a decree ruling out peace talks with Russia as long as Putin is president. Personally, I think it's all, you know, theater. You know, Zelensky is making out like a bandit on all of this weapons and money being poured on in. Now, speaking of weapons, there were weapons that were being sent to Ukraine from the U.S., and they were intercepted by Russia. And Russia has turned around and given those weapons and about $140 million in cash that were included in the package to Tehran. So, I think Russia did it just to annoy the anti-Iran faction in our country here. Now, a little bit of good news here. The State Department announced yesterday that the U.S. and Russia have agreed to hold talks on the new START nuclear arms control treaty for the first time since the February 24th Russian invasion of Ukraine. And, got to take another break here. Basically, they're pulling back on the nukes, and that's a good thing. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people, because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the situation in Ukraine, and there are reports that Russian forces are being withdrawn from Kherson, and some are saying, well, this is it. Russia's giving up. Ukraine is winning. Others are saying this could very easily be a trap to lure the Ukrainian forces into an area that is advantageous to Russia. So we'll have to see what's happening there. Meanwhile, more and more countries in the European Union are starting to pull back from continuing to empty their treasuries to pour it all over Zelensky and Ukraine. And this could actually result in the breakup of the European Union over this issue, because Brussels is out there saying, you know, go with the sanctions, send money, send weapons, we've got to win this one. And all these other countries are dealing with massive protests by their own population over the quality of life, the cost of living, fuel prices, food prices, and they don't see any reason for them to be suffering because of a war that's happening far off to the east here. And the U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Near Eastern Affairs, Barbara Leaf, and the former U.S. Ambassador to Lebanon, David Hale, discussed the U.S. foreign policy in Lebanon. And basically, it comes down to our way or collapse. And this, of course, is basically the U.S. and Saudi Arabia saying, you know, you just got to do what we say here. And Leaf warned that the current situation in Lebanon is open to all possible negative outcomes, including a complete disintegration of the state and the collapse of its security forces. Like, we don't have enough wars to try and deal with right now. All right, over in Israel, there is a settlement called the Elad Settlement, and the Elad Settlement Association has received roughly $7.9 million to support the illegal settlement in Wadi Rababa in the town of Silwan, south of Al-Aqsa Mosque. So Israel is continuing to appropriate Palestinian land and just say, well, they're just Palestinians, what can I tell you? All right. North Korea has responded to U.S. Reports that North Korea was sending artillery shells to Russia. And remember when that report first came on out and I said, you know, I think Russia's got enough artillery shells. So anyway, North Korea is saying, no, well, we have not done that. And the United States is lying. I know, big shock, you know, hard to believe, but there it is. All right. Meanwhile, there continue to be rumblings that North Korea may conduct another nuclear test. It would be the first nuclear test in years because the last one they did literally broke their testing site. They had this giant mountain hollowed out to do underground nuclear tests, and the last one they set off literally cracked it, so they had to find a new lab. But they're talking about having another nuclear test. The U.S. is saying that they will deploy an aircraft carrier in the Sea of Japan in a show of force against North Korea if they carry off that nuclear test, okay? I don't know how much of an impression that carrier is going to make between carrier battle group on one hand and nuclear bomb on the other. I tend to think the nuclear bomb is the stronger play. So we'll see what's there. And once again, showing the flaws of our military-industrial complex and what a joke they have become, more than 100 C-130s, those are cargo planes, are now down. They're grounded because mechanics scratched their propellers, according to the Air Force. And this is a maintenance procedure used by Air Force mechanics to document inspections, and they've damaged these blades over the decades. Now, technicians examining the blades for cracks or other damage scratched permanent marks on each blade to document the inspection had taken place, not realizing that even a scratch mark can become the beginning of a crack. Okay, and they're discovering that a lot of these propeller blades are failing at those serial numbers. So they're going to have to fix that one. Okay, let's talk about the economy. There's a lot going on there. Mark Zuckerberg has had to lay off quite a few people, and in his email to company executives, he said, it's my fault, I misjudged, I thought the Meta universe was going to really take off and not be this cash sink, but it has been, and so at least he's being noble about it. Of course, that's small compensation to all those Meta employees who are being let go. Anyway, the tumultuous midterm elections did not have a good effect on the stock market. The Dow closed about 600 points down. It'll probably rebound tomorrow as some of these races that are still in doubt get sorted on out. Meanwhile, Disney shares have taken a big dump, if you will. They missed their expectations for growth in the fourth quarter of 2022. And the losses mounted for the giant streaming arm. Disney has lost $1.5 billion on streaming, and it's another classic example of get woke, go broke, because Disney was streaming all this woke and, gender stuff, and it was just boring to watch. We tune into movies and TV to be entertained, to have fun. Not to be lectured at about somebody's political point of view that doesn't really line up with our own here. Little bit of good news. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers narrowly approved the ratification of a labor agreement that has been nearly 3 years in the making. There was concern that if this did not go through, there was going to be a rail strike, further complicating our supply chain issues. But 52% of the people voted in favor of accepting the agreement, and so at least that particular problem has been put off. However, overall, and this is from Zero Hedge, FedEx is starting to park their planes. So is the U.S. Postal Service. They're relying on ground transportation because of the fuel costs. Maersk is consolidating cargoes and canceling individual sailings. And world trade does seem to be deteriorating, and with it, the supply chain is shrinking to fit, as it were. Now, if you live anywhere near Los Angeles, and I did for a lot of years, you're probably familiar with this Chevron oil refinery in El Segundo, California. It is a huge one. I've seen it many times. And apparently, there was a major fire. They don't know how it started, but they've got a lot of firefighters in there trying to put that one out right now. So, anyway. Interestingly enough, Europe... Member states, European Union member states, are standing firm against Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act amid fears it will harm their domestic companies and economies. Now, this sweeping legislation, which was approved by U.S. lawmakers in August and includes a record $369 billion in spending on climate and energy, was discussed by the 27 European Union finance ministers just yesterday. This came after the European Commission said there were serious concerns about the design of the financial incentives in the package. And so Europe is not all buddy-buddy with Joe Biden on this particular piece of financial, if you will, arm twisting. Now, up in the Arctic, that's becoming a major area of, shall we say, geopolitical influence. Russia has succeeded in building a fleet of nuclear-powered icebreakers. And they are very large, powerful, amazing ships. And using these ships, they're developing what they call the Arctic Silk Road. And now they are using it for Russia to send oil to China. And they're just sailing across the Arctic. The ice is not a problem. And, that's absolutely amazing. I've seen some videos of these Russian icebreakers, and they are absolutely amazing, you know. Anyway, let's see. Another article, this one coming out of strategicculture.org. And they're saying that, you know, if the West was really concerned about world hunger, it would end the Russia sanctions. And, if the West were concerned about a lot of things, Europe's economy, Europe's food, Europe's energy going into a hard winter, these Russian sanctions have just really backfired horribly, but our government does not like to ever admit that they have made a mistake, and so they're keeping them in there. But a lot of countries are now starting to say, well, we're going to find a way to work around them because we don't agree. And the upshot of it all is that world dollar hegemony is ending, and that may well be a good thing for all these other countries that are victims of a weaponized U.S. Federal Reserve note. Probably won't be all that good for us here in the United States, but probably would allow the rest of the world to grow at its natural rate of expansion. Now, one area of concern, especially at a time when the Treasury is selling more debt to finance our government and our wars, is that demand for U.S. Treasuries is starting to fall. They're just not as interested in these Treasury notes as they used to be, and the reason is really very simple. Those Treasury bills are essentially a promise or pledge that is payable by future tax revenues on the American people. That's you. But the harsh reality is so many of these Treasury bonds have been put on out there, even if you gave 100% of what you earned to the government, they couldn't cover the debt. And so there is a Treasury bond bubble. There has been for quite a few years. And other countries are saying, well, we don't want to get stuck with the paper when things start to blow. And so they're starting to move away from here. Meanwhile, Janet Yellen has embarked on her first trip to India as the U.S. Treasury Secretary, focusing on the similarities of the world's two largest democracies and basically trying to draw Iran closer into the U.S. orbit and U.S. economy. Don't know that it's going to work because India has already pledged to buy more Russian oil because the West is trying to isolate Moscow. So there we are. All right. Here is this is an interesting story. This is our little contribution to immigration. An illegal immigrant is accused of killing a 77-year-old Army National Guard veteran, and he has somehow become the face of a ballot initiative in Massachusetts where voters will decide whether to grant driver's licenses to illegal immigrants, turning the state's roads into a sanctuary. Personally, I would say no. They're not supposed to be here. Why reward bad behavior? So Breitbart reported grassroots activists worked to get the law on this year's midterm election ballot, known as Question 4, so that Massachusetts voters can decide on Tuesday whether they want to give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants or, to be more accurate, to give the vote riggers a chance to determine whether driver's licenses should be given to illegal immigrants. And again, the poster boy for this whole movement actually killed somebody. This is a little bit weird. You remember the Uvalde Elementary School shooting? Okay, and it looked to be some kind of an event. Certainly the gun grabbers grabbed onto it and said, see, guns are bad. Guns are bad. If you take away the guns, things like this will never happen. Actually, that's not accurate. The first mass school death was done with dynamite, not guns. So whatever's at hand here. Anyway, this is weird. A Texas judge, Camille Dubose of the 38th District Court, has ordered the sealing of all of the autopsies for the Uvalde Elementary School shooting victims. And this is being done supposedly because it could prejudice any criminal investigation. Well, obviously, any criminal investigation is going to have to look at the victims of that crime. And so you have to wonder what's going on. I mean, it reeks of a cover-up. You know, are they possibly going to find that some of the bullets in those children are of a different caliber than that used by the supposed shooter? I don't know. It's merely a guess. But it does seem kind of a weird, weird thing to be doing. Okay. All right, let's get on to the issue of child mutilations. The British National Health Service has been rolling back its use of hormone replacements and transgender surgeries for children, and a recent statement announces what should be obvious. For most children, gender dysphoria is just a transient phase. You know, when their body starts to change and the hormones kick on in and they're making that very difficult transition from child to adult, you know, all kinds of weird things happen. But it all passes. It all passes. This emotional roller coaster that is adolescence, it goes away. It doesn't need to be treated. It really doesn't. And as it turns out, many GOP candidates were running on a promise to safeguard children from radical gender theory and irreversible medical transition procedures. It really is butchery of the kids there. And let's see. Well, I'll take care of this later. All right. Let's see what else is going on in the world here. And here we are. Okay. We're almost to the break here. DeSantis has made a huge announcement following his historic win. I mean, he was 20 points ahead, when he won this thing. And he basically said, I have only begun to fight. And in his victory speech, he laid out his vision for the future as well as why he believes he won so convincingly. Well, he's done a lot of things that people can look at and say, yeah, I agree with that, particularly in regards to the open border with some of the COVID stuff, the gender theory in public schools. And yeah, he's very, very popular. And he's definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with in the Republican Party in the coming years. All right, another story, this one coming on out of InfoWars. And they're saying many aspects of the 2022 midterm Tuesday night appeared to be a replay of the suspicious activity seen during the 2020 presidential election. Yes, it definitely did do that. Meanwhile, story over, it's a YouTube video saying it is not beyond the possibility that Carrie Lake can still pull a win out of this because they still haven't counted all the votes here. Let's see, another story on the same theory. This is, again, from InfoWars. Analysts raise an alarm. Election wholly manufactured by Langley. So now they're saying, well, this is the CIA, which, again, not without precedent. The CIA has been rigging elections in other countries for decades. And maybe they've just decided, well, you know, we do it here, and then I get to drive home at night. So I already talked about the ballots arriving after the deadline here. And so it's there's another article here. This came on out of Bill Kloss Law Blog saying the illusion of democracy in America, it's just wrong. It's not there. All right, we've got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Okay, let's take a look at where the numbers are lying now. And the Senate results now stand at 48 Democrat, 49 Republicans. And again, Georgia is heading for a runoff election. Nevada is still counting ballots, leaning Republican. Alaska is counting ballots, leading Republican. Arizona is basically leaning Democrat, but that's the only one there. And so it looks like the GOP may indeed take control of the Senate. Now, over at the House, the numbers are starting to improve a little bit. It now stands 187 Democrats to 206 Republicans. You need 218 for a majority. And it's going to be a squeaker on exactly what's going to happen down there as well. All right. So let's see. What's going on here? Anyway, I want to get back to the issue of the election fraud, because it is the highest crime that can be committed against the nation and against the American people. Because what election theft means is they're not just stealing the election, they're stealing you. They're stealing the country. They get to play with it as if they own it for the next 2, 4, 6, or 8 years. And that's not the way this country was set on up. The government in Washington, D.C., or the state house, is supposed to represent the will of the people. And we have seen lately that's not happening. Very few Americans support this military misadventure in Ukraine, and yet the government is out there saying, just give us your money and your children, and we're going to go and do what we think is best. And that's not the way it's supposed to happen. So we're getting close to the top of the hour. We're going to open up the phone lines. And I'm especially interested in anybody who has witnessed what looks like election fraud or voter intimidation or voter suppression when they went to vote yesterday. And I really very much would like to see that. All righty. Okay. Now then, getting on back to some other news here. It looks like Carrie Lake is still possibly going to run. They've only counted 3/4 of the ballots in Arizona. And again, Maricopa County, which is where all these machines were malfunctioning, that's a Republican area. And so, you know, there's the steal right there. You sabotage the machines so that they can't work. Everybody's lined up for hours, except for those who've got jobs and have to go pick up the kids or anything like that. And then the judge said, no, you can't extend the voting time after you get the machines running. And nobody's been denied the right to vote, except, of course, that the number of Republican votes is considerably less than it would have been had the system been working as advertised here. So, a lot of people are very angry. I don't blame them. Carrie Lake is very angry. You can see it on her face. Now, she's not saying this is deliberate fraud. She's describing it as, you know, tremendous incompetence, and she's trying to maintain a balanced position because, like happened in 2020, anybody who says that there was election fraud is going to be attacked. And already all over social media, you're seeing corporate media outlets saying, oh, no, this is all bogus. You're just a bunch of sore losers. And, you know, do you remember when Hillary lost in 2016? Oh, man, what a shriek mess that's. All right, we're going to take a break for patient identification. We're going to open the phone line, 512-238-8255.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.